Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, you have me, your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner. I'm coming to you from Chicago at the moment, and my preaching is entitled, Preaching Responsibly. The reading is from the Book of Acts. Paul said, Now, as a captive to the Spirit, I am on my way to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies to me in every city that imprisonment and persecutions are waiting for me. But I do not count my life of any value to myself, if only I may finish my course in the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus, to testify to the good news of God's grace. And now I know that none of you, among whom I have gone about proclaiming the kingdom, will ever see my face again. Therefore, I declare to you this day that I am not responsible for the blood of any of you, for I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. Thus ends the reading. Every Christian is a preacher. It's incumbent upon us all to share the good news that we have come to know with others, to let them know of the greatness of God, of the beauty of forgiveness, of the power of placing your life in Jesus' hands. And we want to do that in a clear way, in a convincing way, in a compelling way. And that's good, and maybe not so good in one way. We need to be clear. Paul says, I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole purpose of God. His conscience is clear because he was clear with those he met about the greatness of God, about the faith. But he also says, your blood is not on me. And that's where sometimes I think we go too far. We want to convince others, and we think we haven't done our job as preachers, as faithful Christians, if they don't believe just like we do. We have to convince them. Let me say it again more powerfully, more loudly, because you obviously haven't heard me if you don't agree or if you don't live like I think you should live. That's what we need to let go of, to speak the truth in love and then let go of the consequences. It's on the other people what they do with that truth. And often it takes time to sink in, and we need to let our words and the power of them have its own way, and not think that we need to direct it, like we need to demand a particular response from people. That's their job. It's God's job. It's our job simply to speak the truth. ¶¶